Got Robbie Kirkland on the lineup in Vega with Kirkland Feed Yard. What's going on, Robbie?
Not much. How are you this morning, Todd?
Pretty good mood today. Got a little sleep last night, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah. Sleep is always a good thing, and I'm the same way. Got an early start this morning. We're out shipping cattle and got processors here, so it's early morning here at the feed yard, so it's all good.
I like to start early, but I like to finish at a decent time, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
That usually doesn't happen around this place. We've had engineers here a couple days ago, another one coming today, and they drive me crazy, man.
Yeah, I know y'all are doing lots of neat stuff, and it's good to hear and keep up with what y'all got going on.
Let's get to the latest on the New World Screw Room. What's going on with that? Right now I noticed that A&M and Texas Tech and Texas are all getting some funds to do some more research. I saw on an article today.
Yeah, there are. The government's kind of putting some money behind this. Of course, still working on the sterile fly facility down in Edinburgh. That's probably a year away, to be real honest. That's the goal right now. What I hear is they're wanting to get that up and moving before next year's fly season. So that's kind of what the goal is there. Since we've talked last time, we had the case in Texas on June 3rd. Currently, I think there's 16 counties that are in quarantine. And what that means is basically the cattle can't move out of that county without inspection. And so that's what's going on right now. There's a really good website. Anybody out there wants to go kind of see, you could spend hours on it kind of looking, and it got maps, and it's really good. It's screwworm.gov. And it's a really good resource just to kind of see and keep up with what's going on. So that's kind of where we're at there.
Texas Cattle Feeders Association summer meeting last weekend. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, we always have our summer meeting in kind of mid-late June, and that's in kind of preparation for, setting policy for what we're going to work towards for the rest of this year and then moving into next year, actually. And then NCBA's summer meeting is coming up July 12th through 14th. So we're always working on policy and things that we might take to that meeting. And so we have our meetings. Really, a lot of it's focused within the committees. So we'll have our research, safety, environmental, research, legislative. All those committees will meet and look at what's going on within the industry, with what's going on within the U.S. cattle situations, and then if there's any goals and policy we need to work towards to go to NCBA. And then the keynote speaker was really good this year. We had Justin Benavides. Yeah, he's from Tulia. You may know Justin, but he is the current chief economist for the USDA, and so it was great to have him there to talk about the markets and forecasts that USDA is looking at.
That's pretty cool having a guy from Tulia with the big wigs now, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's and Justin's a great guy and super sharp, and he does a really good job. And it's great to have an advocate for our industry, but for the state of Texas a little bit there that has our back a little. So.
Tell us the latest on your Stocker Cattle Conference coming up. How's that going?
Yeah, so I'll kind of run through it here. I'll try not to take too much time, but our Stocker Conference, Oldham County Stocker Conference here in Vega, Texas, is coming up July the 14th. So I'm going to put a plug in for it. It's a one-day conference. It's going to be a full day. It's 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. I'm going to run through the speaker recap because I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited about it. Of course, I've had myself along with a lot of others have had a hand in putting this thing together. So we're kind of pulling it together and it's going to be really good. We're going to start that morning, with a necropsy clinic. And so that's something that, a lot of people, if you own cattle, you know, unfortunately, you're going to lose one at some point. And so a lot of people don't, you know, they don't know why they might have lost that calf or whatnot. And so learning how to do a necropsy and how to look and see what might have happened with that animal. We're going to have lunch that's going to be sponsored by Merck Animal Health. And then after lunch, we're going to have Mark Gardner. And Mark is going to bring I think an inspirational message to us about the future, where it starts and dealing with some of the fires that they dealt with in Kansas. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from Mark. And then we're going to move into antibiotic selection for BRD. So we're going to learn about what kind of antibiotics are out there and what we should use. After that, we're going to talk about beef on dairy. So that's a big topic in today's, you know, beef and dairy side, is the beef on dairy crossbred animal that's coming, you know, out of the dairy industry into our feed yards and stocker operations. We're going to move from there into a supplemental for cattle supplements for pasture and grazing. I have a speaker there. And then we're going to kind of round it out with a panel. And it's going to be really, I'm excited about this. We're going to have four panelists. We're going to have, and kind of our theme for it is risk, returns, and the road ahead. And so Amanda Fuller with Compass Ag Solutions, commodity brokerage, she's going to be on the panel. Colton Long with Ag Texas Lending is on the panel, as well as Will Durrett with Durrett Ranches and Superior Livestock. And then to round out our panel is going to be Justin Benavides that we talked about earlier. So the chief economist for USDA is going to be in Vega at our stocker conference on our stocker panel. And then we're going to finish up the night with a dinner and kind of a little social event there that's going to be sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim. So that's a lot, but hopefully, you know, somebody out there heard a little bit what I said, and because I think we really got a good lineup of speakers and information for everybody to take home.
Well, if you make a mistake, you're going to hear about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true, yeah.
We put our mistakes right over the air, Robbie.
That's right.
Hey, is this the first one you've ever done?
Yeah, so this is the first, and, you know, hopefully first annual, but, you know, we'll see how it goes and see, you know, how the attendance. We've so far kind of tracking some of our early registration, and you know, we've got a, you know, it looks like, you know, we're going to expect to, you know, we're really expecting to be somewhere between, you know, 50 and 100 people. So you know, we're excited about it, and it's the, like I said, it's the first, and I think we're bringing a pretty good lineup for the first year.
All right, give out your contact, Robbie, how to get a hold of you, get signed up for that conference coming up, and we'll beat it in their head probably in another couple of weeks. We'll keep hammering it, man.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to sign up, they can call me at 806-640-2776, or we've got another registration line, 806-639-2180, and that's 806-639-2180, and like I said, reach out, and we'd love to have anybody that could up here in Oldham County.